Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We serve a mighty God and He's coming soon. His return is very soon. He loves us. And I thank the Lord that He has our back. He has our side. As we follow His guidance, that's perfect. I know I talk about following God a lot, but that's the key. Everything you lack means nothing when you follow God. He can direct you to the best choice. If you can stick with Him, if you can see it through, you can do a work that's beyond your capability. Use the wisdom of God. You have to let Him drive. You have to let Him guide you. You have to trust Him. He cannot lead you wrong. He will lead you perfectly. In flight school, there are many people who are eager to learn how to fly a plane and be a fighter pilot. You know, I think about the Tuskegee Airmen and others, other airmen, all of them, they go to flight school. Everybody don't make it. Many of them wash out. Some, you know, they wash out for various reasons. Their reflexes, their eyes. If they have to pass physicals. If they can't pass certain physical requirements, they wash out. Their eyesight has to be perfect, or they wash out. They have different all kind of parameters and protocols, or they wash out. When it comes to following God, many people want to do a mighty work. They love God. And they want to share that love. And then we all share the same problem. We don't know what to do or how to do it. Even though the scriptures tell us guidelines, things to go by. The way we process and think, it can be very difficult. But the easy way to do all this and not wash out is to fill your heart with God's word. God's word agrees with God's word. God's word agrees with God. God's word will bless you and it will last when nothing else does. And when you rely on His wisdom, His knowledge, His word, you make the difference somewhere. Everybody knows that you shouldn't have this kind of wisdom. But why do you keep learning from and rising above every occasion? It gets to be obvious. Paul said we are a peculiar people. In a world of darkness, you're living a pattern of life that's like light to people. It causes people to see. This is what Satan is afraid of. This is why he sends his attacks against people who love God. Everybody who truly has a heart of love for God, they share in the strength of God. They share in the strength of God. They share in the knowledge of God. And if they go on to know the Lord, they share in His wisdom, His kind of wisdom. Even when they don't know what to do, they trust the truth. Now, years ago, I asked the Lord, everybody loves the Hebrew and Greek and all the translations. They're good in their place. But I asked the Lord for His definition of wisdom. And this is what He said. He said, wisdom is the trust of truth. It's reliance in what is true. The truth is detectable. Remember, Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We can all detect what's good and evil. We may not have full skill, but I run into people that live a sinful life. And they can tell when something's right. And they can tell when something's wrong. Wisdom is the trust of truth. Some people can sense what's right, but they'll do what's wrong. They trust what's wrong. If you get in an airplane to fly out of town, once you get on board, you are fully committed. You are going wherever that plane is going, and you have no control over it. You know, at best, you know it was headed to your destination. Wise people pray and ask the Lord to give them a safe journey. But when you get on that plane, you trust it with everything you got. And everything you have and own is attached to your life. If you don't live, you lose it. Unless you're in the kingdom of God. The only way to keep what you have is to be, if you're saved and you're in Christ, you don't lose anything. The value of all that you own, especially if you've done God's work, you have treasures in heaven. If you've sown into the kingdom of God, you have treasures in heaven. If you train your children in the way they should go, you're going to see them again. If they go to hell, you'll never see them again. That's why it's so important to live the life of God. What you do every day adds to what you're doing, whether it's good or bad. If you're doing the wrong things, you're sowing discord and problems and strifes. But if you sow the true things, it's going to last forever. And you, in the life, the faith you live before your children, the trust you live before your children, the wisdom you live before your children, they will pick it up. Just like the debauchery, just like the lies, just like the foolishness. If what we do is wise and makes sense, that we follow God's guidance, we stay in the safety zone. We live according to His perfection. You don't have to live, be foolish. You don't have to expect foolishness. Think in Christ. Think according to the Word. Live according to love. Be holy. Be true. This is your heritage. You're not subject to the rudiments of this world, the way that people measure things, the way that they see things. You can rise above the snake line. You don't have to share the same demise as the serpents and the tares. Live like the wheat. Be God's child. Fill your heart with the Word of God. Some people read the Word, they know what it said, they close the book, they go to bed. And then they'll remember they read it one time and they say, well, I read that before. This is why we study the Word day and night, so we can be like Him. You can't rise above the challenges of this world, my friend, if you don't fill your heart with God's Word. A little bit of the Word can conquer the world. But when you receive much of the Word, you can really go forward. You can change everything in your path. You can make everybody think. People have the ability to judge right and wrong. And when you live the light of God's Word, they'll see the difference in you, in your life. And you can go forward and not backwards. You can live and not die. You can succeed and not fail. We don't always know the path, but pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Watch Him. Take cues from God. Watch Him. And you'll know what to do. You'll see how to behave. You'll see what to do. You'll see the logic of life. And every time you succeed, you will go forward. And it's the best way to do. It's the way to live. It's the way of life. It's what God intended. Now, if you can do these things, you're not just going to learn what I'm saying. You're going to learn all facets of life. Whatever you need, This is the way you do it. This is your wisdom. Whatever you need in this life, this is how you succeed. This is how you, if you can treasure God's word, it gives you great abilities. It gives you great, magnificent abilities. It'll be interesting. Your life will be more interesting. You'll have more joy. Whatever you attain, you can enjoy it. Sometimes people have things, but they can't enjoy it because they love the world somewhere, and the love of the world always subtracts things from your life. If you have a good and happy marriage, if you love the world, it's going to subtract that marriage. If you have healthy children, they're growing, they're prospering, they have great potential, it's going to subtract their potential. They're going to see you do things according to the world, and then they'll learn to trust it because it looks good from their angle. And they're not learning the light of God's word. They're learning darkness. And it will subtract from what God can give them, what God can bless them to do, what God can cause them to be. Because everything of God takes, it requires cooperation. Faith. We live by faith. But faith, it proceeds from knowledge. Knowing the word of God gives you faith. Learning the wisdom of God gives you faith. Learning to trust God enhances your faith. Trusting God puts your faith on the right path. Men, they can handle faith because faith can project their will. But trust only projects God's will. Faith projects your will in Christ. You can take God, his word, and you can put that demand on your life. But you get to control that. But when you trust God, you're relying totally on him. You're in his airplane, you go where he's going. Now, what if you're in his airplane, he's driving, you're going where he's going, and you're dedicated to it? And you don't care which way he turns. You know you're following God. You know you're on the right track. You know you're going to be blessed. You're thanking God for it all along. And in the duration of the ride, you're at peace. Because you know you're going somewhere good. And you don't know where it is. But you trust him. You don't know how it's going to work. You don't care. Because the last time you trusted him, it was good. Bells and whistles came with it. It's going to be glorious. Abram trusted in God. He left his land that he knew and loved and went to see what God had. He trusted him with all that he had. He was already an industrious man of faith. And he went where God said go. And the first stop of the journey, he ran to a drought. Then he went to Egypt. But he continued to trust the Lord. When you trust God with all you got, you follow him wherever he goes. What if you're following God and then you get to the dry area? You're following God, you're doing what he said to do. Then you walk through a wilderness with ants and tigers and spiders, all the things that go with the jungle. And you're out there with God. You're going to learn something about him. And then Satan comes. And you are defeated. Satan comes to take you away from God's plan. Get you to try to deceive you. Get you off track. But you stick with it because you know who God is. You know him. People that don't know him, they falter. Even people that can handle faith. Even people that are faith. Remember, faith projects your will. You learn God's word, you can have it in your life, you can bless your life according to his word. That's good, that's scriptural, that's right. But trusting God projects his will. And if you're steadfast about it, you can do this. You can project His will in your life. See, His will is greater. He has more knowledge and wisdom than you do. This is why we trust Him. This is why we go forward. This is why it works. This is how we win. See, I'm teaching these things at the order of God. This morning I said, Lord, my message sounds so simple. Can't I preach something greater? This is what He gave. But this can give you the advantage. Listen to all the broadcasts. Fill your heart with God's word. Study His word. Don't just listen to the broadcast. Go check it out with the word of God. You can detect that it's true because it is. But fill your heart with God's word. Do it His way, and you will see what I'm talking about. God loves us, and He cares about us in every way, every form, His will is perfect. But when you take time and study His word and do it His way, you can go forward and not backwards. You can study, you can show yourself approved. Life is good, folks. Especially when you follow God, everything is enhanced. Everything, all the challenges that the enemy challenges you with, you defeat them. It's a wonderful thing to defeat your enemy. Doing things God's way works. Works good. You're going to love what God is going to guide you to. You're going to love riding in His airplane. You're going to love when you hand Him the steering wheel of your life. The reins of your heart. See, back in the old days, they said reins. We don't understand what a rein is. That's what you guide the horse with. But we say, Lord, we give You the reins of our heart. In other words, we trust You with our life. We do what You say. Now He has the reins. He can tell you what to do. Did you know that the private in the army, they listen to their sergeants and their officers? Some of those privates are stronger, and they can actually win a fight against their sergeants and officers because sometimes they're younger and stronger, but they don't know what to do. They give the sergeant and the officers in the ranks control of their will, and the army works as one. That's why they're stronger. Even when the officers can make a foolish decision, if the privates will obey their order, it still works out. But they're attempting to make the best decisions possible, and the soldiers are required to think as well. But when everybody can't be in control, the army is trained to operate as one. So does the body of Christ, but God knows what He's doing. He has no foolish decisions. Even with the foolish decisions in the ranks, they still win wars. They still get things done. They still are a force to be reckoned with because they're one. So when you're one in Him, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And the Lord loves us. He loves us in every way of life. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.